Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Minicast.
That was the start.
Well, Minicast. Oh, g'day.
G'day.
Hey.
How are you?
What number, Adam?
It's all right.
Minicast. It's about as...
Oh, yeah.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Anyway. A little one. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Yeah. Another Rant Theory minicast here. We've already... You know, generally it takes a little while for the dumbness to kick in, and it's
pretty early tonight.
It is early for the dumbness.
What's going to be by the end? We're going to be asleep.
We peaked way too early.
Yeah, oh, no.
There's
too much pressure
there. Tonight's minicast, we've decided to, we're going to have a bit of a talk about accessibility in video games.
Video game accessibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've had the last couple of minicasts, we've been just dicking on about all kinds of stupid shit. One about, I don't know, collections.
Collections.
Did you see that?
Drinks.
I sent Adam some photos of some hats that I found. Were
yeah.
You impressed with those hats?
I was impressed with those hats. Like snapbacks.
Yeah.
You can wear them now. Dudes will go, that guy's cool as fuck.
Snapback. As in, rather than being fitted.
Yeah, like a fitted formed cap.
Geez, they're fucked though. I was like, oh, I'm going to wear these. And I put one on. I'm like, ugh. You know, when the hat's really old and it's all mangled.
See, hats, the hats get a fair beating.
Yeah.
Because they get sweated
sweat.
In.
And that sweat turns into that salt
that white
wine.
Powder.
Oh, yuck.
So, yeah, they were well
worn.
Just
wash it.
That'd nah.
Be fine.
Yeah. That's beyond what.
Really?
If I was to wash that, it'd turn into dust.
You know what I used to do with my hats? When I used to wash them, I'd cut a piece of cardboard out so that the front stuck up a bit more like it was
man,
a new hat
wow.
Still.
Man, you're a loser.
Yeah. Yeah. But at least my hats always look sick.
So that's not cool anymore. It's got to be flat.
Really?
Dudes love the flat hats or the turned upside down.
Not like, oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, that is dumb.
That's like
yeah.
Chad Morgan.
Your mate.
Remember
your
him?
Mate was doing that the other night.
Which one?
Mark Pigden.
Oh, he loves it.
Loves it.
He
yeah.
loves
he
it.
He rocks it, though.
He
loves, loves it.
Loves thongs.
He had a mustache about a week and a half
still,
ago.
Yeah.
He still got it.
Seed.
I thought he shaved it off. Maybe I dreamt that he shaved it off. It looked
people,
fantastic.
You don't know. So what we're going to do is talk a little bit about, rather than being completely self-indulgent and talking
talk
about
people you don't know.
we're going to talk about accessibility in video games and how it's changed shit. Not just industry-wise, because we're not, generally, we're not, you know, that learned. We're just...
No.
Three
if you haven't figured that out by now, you've obviously just started listening to it today.
G'day.
A minute ago,
welcome.
Precisely.
Ready for dumb. Press play.
But we're going to talk about how it's changed things in our lives personally.
Mm. Yes.
Just because we had a bit of a chat about it before, and we sort of pretty quickly already thought a couple things sort of popped up individually, how it's changed. You know, what we're talking about is the way that video games generally were aimed square at, you know, your hardcore. What we used to, the Quake 1 fucking no-scope badasses. Well, oh, was that?
I wasn't.
There was no scopes in Quake.
I used a lightning gun.
I didn't play Quake.
Lightning gun. Fucking cheap.
I know, that's how I roll.
Yeah, that's true. And the water, too. You'd get your fucking camp around the water, use the lightning gun and zap everyone
pretty
in there.
Pretty much.
And make
really?
That
yeah. Noise. Is that a thing?
Yeah, that game was good.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Multiplayer was good.
So, you know, it used to be a lot like that. Now, you know, games have come a long way. From everyone from, like, nothing. There's, like, baby games.
Literally.
All the way up to, like, elderly lady games.
Witcher pretty much the same
yeah,
thing.
Like The Witcher. Exactly.
Yeah, Witcher. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a perfect example of old lady games.
Yes.
It's true. Like, there are games that are marketed...
Obscure Swedish fucking role-playing.
Hey, second one
Witcher.
Just came out.
I know. Man. Can't wait to play that game.
I reckon it's going to come out on Xbox. I've got a feeling.
I hope it does.
Oh, not really. I'm just guessing.
No, I hope it does.
So, you know, it's changed a lot and, you know, some people are a bit... panicked by it, I suppose. Some people get a bit freaked out by the fact that it's now, you know, you have a million baby games, the Wii's for babies. I've heard youngins literally say the Wii, look, walk past me and say the Wii is not a console. Like, absolutely flat out denying it as a gaming machine.
That is,
hate.
You know, that is console racism.
It is.
Console racism.
It's more like console denial.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you don't exist. It's like, hey, Sweden, you don't even exist.
Oh, they
you
do.
All your Witcher. Is that from Sweden? Is it really Swedish?
Oh, it's Norway or somewhere weird.
One of them cold countries.
Yeah. Cold, yeah.
So,
Dutchland.
How has it changed for us? How is it? Is it for the better? I enjoy a bit of casuality. You know, I like to mix it up. Generally, I'm not one of these staunch cunts who's like,
like a Razer gaming.
Fucking Xbox 360 for fucking life. No way. I play any other shit than this. You know, everything else is fucking lame. I'm not like that at all. I like to keep it loose and silly.
Yep.
I like to play Peggle. A lot.
Peggle's a good game,
Peggle's
though.
Always that's a classic.
That's an easy choice.
But it is, you know, if you were to give that to your standard 16-year-old sucker, he'd probably be like,
what's this?
Why is it so lame?
What's with the fucking Peggle horse?
Yeah.
What's the deal with this?
A unicorn. Lame.
Unicorns are so
lame.
Shit.
What, are they gay? Are they the gay animals?
No.
No?
So that's a myth.
It is?
A lot of them are.
Yeah. Stereotypes.
You know. Really into
horses. Lady corns.
Lady corns.
Canoodle with.
What about yourselves?
I am very much the same as you, Nathan, in that sense. Mm-hmm. I don't have any particular thing that I need to be doing when it comes to games.
Occasionally, it's good.
Oh, you know, likes me a good
same with Momo
shooter.
Over here. He likes every now and again likes the old first person war man shooter or the RPG.
Yep,
do.
He's nodding.
Yes.
Audible nod.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know if you can hear that or
scratching,
not.
Scratching
it's
his crotch.
Audible nod. Yeah.
I very much enjoy the old one button games as well.
I think we're pretty casual. We don't take this too seriously, as you may have guessed.
Well,
but you know, it's sort of a bit indicative of our personalities, I suppose.
But for some people, like especially like you said, the younger crew, it is a little bit of a lifestyle thing and a culture thing. It's almost like a and it would have been for us when we were younger, to a lesser extent because it was less consoles that were, the whole PC console thing now.
Mm.
It's like, you know, the hardcore game is a PC game. It's like, well, that's who I am, a PC gamer, man. I'm hardcore.
Yeah.
So it's a part of like the whole, I guess.
The mentality.
If you can call it an image, really. It's not, you know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah, in a way it's an image.
It is. Yeah, some people wear that. Sure. But I mean, yeah, it's the same with anything. Like some people will be the same with PS3, with Xbox, whatever.
Exactly,
people wear like a badge of pride.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think
and the Wii and all that sort of taints that a little bit. You know, it's like, well, if you play the Wii, you're not a real gamer.
That's elitism though, for sure. Like I think it comes
I feel
down
like
to
gaming is a little bit thick with that.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes me a bit sad.
Big time. It's been going on for years, you know. Like,
yeah.
I think a lot of the influence
pictures of Mario killing Sonic in the Mario.
Yeah.
I mean, back then it was two choices, Sega or Nintendo, so there was like much more opportunity to be militant about it all.
Yeah.
Like, I remember having, not fights, but like there would be arguments about
what's better. A choice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's
but it was less about, well. It was less about, probably, well, it was more of a Mario Sonic sort of thing in a way, really, wasn't it? Because it was like the two premier side-scrolling adventure games of the time. It's like, what was better?
The most famous one for when I was a kid was when Mortal Kombat 1 came out.
Yeah.
And Mega Drive didn't look as good, but it had blood.
Yeah.
And that was like, such a bonus for Sega. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's sort of different again. Like, there's so many different games on so many different platforms. Like, you know, you get away. If you're a gamer, you could probably get away with just playing Flash games. Like, there's so much good stuff there that you can just click on, and it comes in all different flavors and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It feels like there's so many different kinds. Like, you can't, I don't know. Can you still do that? Like,
no, I don't think so. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, be like that and still enjoy.
See, it,
the medium? I don't get it. I suppose I'm just too far removed from it. I just don't understand it.
You'll miss out on a lot, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I think dudes do still do it, though. Like,
yeah, they do. I've heard
but,
them.
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess we've got the advantage of hindsight. Like, we've been through everything.
So
we've done
fucking wise.
I know. We're just too wise as balls about video games. Fuck, I've ruined my life.
But
why
didn't I take up horticulture?
Waste skills.
But yeah, we've done it all, so we have that experience to look back on. Like, we see dudes going, oh, fucking Sony's the best, Xbox is the best. We're like, nah, dude, they're both all good.
Just brand.
Yeah.
That's right.
Whereas a lot of these, we forget that, like, a lot of people are still in their early 20s and stuff, might not have been into gaming for that long.
So The game's becoming more accessible hasn't stopped people from being dickheads.
No, it hasn't. It's enabled people to be massive dickheads.
Yeah, but it's also brought in a whole bunch of interesting new, like a lot of other people are playing stuff. Like, I mean, every single day I'll be on Facebook or something and see someone, so-and-so has started playing Bullshitville. Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, awesome, hide this post. Yeah. And they disappear forever. But it's not like it's, you know, your standard gamer kind of person. It's always somebody who's not. Someone playing games on Facebook generally won't play games.
Yes,
a lot of other players.
Right,
or maybe less, I don't know. There are more hardcore kind of style games now on Facebook. Like there's
like full like first-person shooters and strategy.
Yeah, but
there's
also
like,
a lot of strategy games are popping up on there too, which is really interesting.
Like free games? Which to me, that's pushing it. You're pretty much downloading a game that's putting your scores up on Facebook. I think.
Except it's contained in Facebook. A lot of them are free to play and then will be like, hey, if you want to speed this shit up, give us some money.
Cash or dollars.
But,
ad free versions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm fine with it. It doesn't bother me. As long as it doesn't get in my face and I can hide it, I'm happy with I don't really care. Personally, I've seen some, you know, interesting things happen in my time. I've had, like, the accessibility thing where I assume somebody's not going to like something because it's too complex, and it sort of sometimes doesn't work that way. Like, I'll have my partner's brother was – him and his partner were dead into Heavy Rain. Like, they were – like crazy about it, and they were ringing me up like it was a TV show they were watching, like, oh, have you got up to this? And, you know, really loving it, and that was cool and stuff, but – Then another thing, like my partner Tashi got into Guitar Hero, like really got into it. And this we're talking one, like the first one that it came out. And she was really, really into it. And same with my sister. And again, later on, my parents became like really into it. And it wasn't necessarily because the game is easy, because it's not.
No, it's not.
You can play
would play it. Like, she would play it on an extra, extra hard.
She's good at it.
She got pretty good. I think she got over it. But the thing that brought my parents into playing the rhythm kind of games was the Beatles. That was more accessibility in a different way. It was like they changed the content.
The subject matter really made a difference.
So, I mean, that can make a huge difference.
Like, they made an RPG.
Video games aren't hard.
Paul McCartney as the main elf.
Yeah.
Your parents might play it.
Yes.
Why not? Yeah.
But, I mean...
As a matter of fact, get on that game company.
You think about, like, Gears of War, and you think about any of those, like, even one we've been playing recently, L.A. Noire.
Yep.
The controls aren't complicated.
No, they're not.
They really aren't.
They're
especially L.A. Noire. Like, it is, you know, we'll talk about this in the next cast, but it's really quite simplified.
Yeah.
And then back to Heavy Rain, it's got to tell you exactly what you're supposed to do, and you can't fail. The story will plow on.
Thing, too,
but it's more the subject matter.
With that, exactly. It's probably less about what's going on in your hands and more about what's going on the screen, because you sort of, like, even, like, something as basic as, and to us it's basic, a racing game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, Burnout. The amount of times I've played Burnout Paradise Burnout Paradise.
Paradise,
If I have to be specific, I'll be playing that game, you know, just the same way I normally do, just flying balls out down the street.
Way too fast.
Way too fast.
Overshoot the corner.
And then crash.
You crash.
And I'm playing that, and I remember one day Beck, I think, was talking to someone or with someone in the house, and they walked through, and they sort of said something like, it's like, how can you even see what's going on? Like, how can you see what's going on? I'm like, it's just a racing game. I know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, do you know what's going on?
It's not...
Accelerator.
Steering. Don't crash.
Don't crash.
Yeah, or crash.
Yeah,
because it's Burnout, because it's fantastic.
Exactly.
But, like, it wasn't so much that the controls would be a barrier for someone. It's the actual...
The visual.
Mm. The visuals were way too much. Like, and I was sort of like, it made me think, I was like, yeah, that's fair enough. I'm used to racing games. Yeah. I'm used to this fast-paced action.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing with first-person shooters. I mean, they're a little bit more difficult as far as controls.
Yeah.
But one that I can think of straight away is obviously one of the more recent ones I played would be Crysis 2. There's a lot of stuff going on the screen at once, especially when you've got all your enhancements and everything going on your HUD.
Mm-hmm.
For someone, even if someone's like, you know, only played, say, for example, the last first person shooter they played was something a little bit older, a little bit more stripped back, like I can't even think of, let's say GoldenEye, for example.
Yeah. Yep.
And then they go into something like Crysis 2, that would be enough of a barrier of a jump to get over in, even in itself. Yeah. So so that's a big thing too, and that's something I've never really thought of.
I think
that's
actually a really good, that's a really interesting thought, is just that initial barrier of things over complex shit going on the screen. You're just sort of like, I don't even want to attempt to understand what's going on.
Yeah, that is a huge barrier. Like, we take it for granted because we've come from simple controls where our shooters, all you could do was run for,
and
you couldn't even jump.
We're used to video game paradigms. We're used to things being like, you know, what's that bar at the top of the screen? It's a health bar, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You just know this.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how many bullets I've got left.
It's like a number.
That little tiny little red gauge on your gun that's totally not a part of anything you should be looking
at. I find a lot of non-gamers too, like specifically relating to first-person games, or even third-person games where you've got your traditional move left, your right stick is your camera.
Yeah.
That can be phenomenally hard for people to get a grip on.
Yeah.
The fact they actually do that, like they will walk forward with one stick, and then look.
Yeah.
Then walk forward and then look.
I remember the DualShock came out. It was challenging when the first PlayStation thing and those games, because they weren't good at it yet either.
Yeah.
I remember playing Ape Escape and being like, motherfuck, this is so hard. Mm. Like getting both the, but that was like, you know, you had to run with one stick and the other stick was the angle of the actual net.
Yeah.
And it was challenging as fuck, but it was, you know, you sort of, we came up on it, I suppose.
Yeah. And that's the big difference is, I've been recently, my partner and I have tried to get her into some sort of gaming because she enjoys it, but the things I play, first-person shooters, whatever, she just cannot get into. It's the barrier is too high.
So we've
started playing through the Lego Pirates of the Caribbean game,
which
is good. Like, she digs stuff like Peggle and Angry Birds and things like that. And those sort of ones are real easy to get into, but the more complex Xbox ones are just, the barrier is so high.
Yeah.
But the Lego ones are a nice ease into gaming, I feel. Yeah. People aren't hardcore like us. They've
got a lot to sort of...
That's really interesting, actually.
They lend a lot from those old style, like the Sonics and the Marios of back then. They're kind of like what they would be now, I feel like, because they're very basic, they're very straightforward. They're 3D, whatever. Yeah. But they've got that real simple premise, like you collect the thing to get more things. You hit the man that's trying to hit you. You do all that sort of
stuff.
Exactly,
yeah.
The Lego one, the Star Wars ones were exactly the same. Like, I'm assuming to the Pirates one. But
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Lego games don't deviate.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Collect bits of Lego.
But they've sort of maintained that simple, I guess, structure of a video game that you sort of knew back when you were a kid.
Yeah.
So something like that's going to be a lot easier because this is like, you know, there's no real major barrier as far as controls either, is there? Like, it's all just face buttons, isn't it?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
See, that's interesting you said, you know, like the Lego thing being something like a girlfriend-friendly game. Well, the only thing I've had, fiance, partner, fuck it, who cares? I've actually had, like, recently, again, L.A. Noir playing that, and I was noticing Tash becoming really interested when I was doing interrogation scenes.
Yeah.
And then I was like, actually mentioned to her that I read this story that Rockstar were like, when we tested it, we found that it was like a partner game where we'd person to be playing it, and they just get somebody who'd sit down and listen and watch them play, and they became like a little bit of a team, and a lot of couples were playing it. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And I told her about that, thinking, hey, you know, she might be into it, like the story, be interested. And so she was. She started like getting into the interrogation parts, and then as soon as it hit any kind of video game control, back to running around your car, getting into your car, driving to a place, as soon as it started doing any of that shit, the book just came back from nowhere, back in front of her face, and I'm like, well, I've lost this.
Yeah.
You know, and she's sort of like, I get what you mean, but I just can't. She couldn't stay interested when it was back to the normal game shit.
Yep,
and she wanted to know what was happening in the story. She was genuinely interested. But as soon as it got back to that regular old game thing, she was like, nah.
Yeah.
No, that's
back to my book. When you think about L.A. Noire, like, it is, you do the interrogation parts, which are awesome, like really cool.
Yeah.
But then you spend the next 10 minutes just driving.
Just doing game traffic. Thing. Yeah, see, like, that's what I mean. And the really game weird. Thing will lost
we'll
us.
We'll get into
yeah,
that.
Exactly. So I don't. Yeah, I've sort of got to that point as well where I was sort of like, in the past, I might have been like, no, come on, give it another try. Yeah. And now I'm just sort of like, no, you're done. All right, see ya.
Very
yeah.
cool. Very yeah. good. You gave it your best.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, I'm the same with my partner, Beck. Yeah. Like, I don't, like, I'll mention things. I'll go, oh, yeah, I was
like,
there.
Watch the start of Portal 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
And there's things like that which are easy, but, like, remember stacking? We talked about that a couple mm-hmm. of months yeah. back. I'm like, she's going to love the fuck out of this game. It's the Russian dolls
yeah. Yeah.
to look at it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But the game itself, she's like, that's really cool. Back to my thing that yeah, I do.
Yeah. Anything other
then I played
than this.
It, then I played it instead.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, you just never can tell, really. Like,
no.
She has, like, Beck's sort of shown a little bit of interest more so in my progress in L.A. Noire rather than, you know, what's going yeah, on sure. in the story.
That's
she's
it.
Like, she's going, how's that game going? Like, because yeah. she knows I'm really enjoying it and everything like that. It's like, you know, where are you up to sort of thing? So, because, I think she's caught glimpses of the things like that, like the interrogations and stuff, because they are so different.
Yeah. A lot of girls do like detective
crime
dramas.
Procedurals. Crime.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, it's interesting.
Seems to really play to the way they think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, fucking liars. Men are liars.
Yeah. This is me. I'm that detective, and you're that criminal man.
Stop
this is us
women.
Every day in the life.
This is a metaphor.
You're lying about drinking milk from the carton.
It's true.
I can see it in your eyes. As far as like control, though, like what would be?
I feel like the
biggest
Wii
thing?
Did a lot of work for sure people did. Who you know couldn't be fucked.
Yep.
But then, I don't know, those people should have showed their true colours, sort of going, this is really fun, and see ya.
Yeah.
You know,
like, and the Wii skills don't relate to, again, like other
it's
consoles.
It's not a gateway drug.
No.
That's for sure.
No
sure. one's going, now tell me about these first-person shooters. Should I get a pro gaming mouse? What do you think? It'll glow. Think about getting some more fans. What the fuck? This is never going to happen.
So what's RAM going for these days?
What's Age of Conan? Is that a thing? Might pop. I just played a round of Mario Golf. Now I want to play Age of Conan. I'm thinking about a tank class. This is my mum. My mum loves
I'm
everything.
I'm
going
to call him John Lennon.
My mum loves her iPad too. Like, games on the iPad.
This is what
mad
I was,
fan.
This is what I was going to say in relation to the whole control thing. I think that the iPhone has got a lot more to...
How many
more,
buttons has it got? None
buttons.
None buttons.
Or 20. Depends.
On the screen.
Yeah,
I think that's been a bit more of a... Not once again, still not a gateway drug either, but... As far as frequency, people playing more games because it's in your pocket. We know that
it's
maybe
very
ourselves because
accessible. Yeah.
Very accessible, Nathan.
We I was on the train this week and running
like a whole
back
week
from Melbourne. A whole week.
You went on the
slept on the train.
Fuck, were you
the
like
gun.
It's amazing. What's that? Is that the one in India?
The one that goes through the middle of Australia.
Yeah.
Goes to like
up north.
What about the ones in India where you gotta go on the roof?
The Indian Pacific. It's not that. That's the train. and there was this, like, you know, maybe late 60s, early 70s dude playing Words with Friends on his iPhone.
Were you rocking your 3DS?
I was.
Yeah, you were like...
Nice. Playing that Bowser's Inside Story game.
Yeah.
That game is fucking crazy.
I know.
Like, what?
Yeah. It's like,
but excellent. It is good.
Yeah, it is cool.
Yeah.
It's anyway. Wacky.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was interesting to see... You know, an elderly gentleman.
That's a
Words
big,
with Friends is a very it. Specific. That thing
certainly
is a fucking phenomenon.
It is, isn't it?
Any time
we were playing that ages ago, and then it kind of died off. And it's I don't know whether or not
I just
haven't been paying any attention.
Scrabble.
Yeah, I got over it too, but
yeah, because it cheated
recently.
Hacks.
Recently, it's like made a massive resurgence.
It has,
again.
Yeah. Mez has just started playing it again. And,
yeah,
tons
of people. Yeah,
give her Tash's name. Tash will fucking.
You'll have to.
Tash, Beck and Tash are having massive grudge match.
Shit, I know.
Really, yeah, I can
imagine. And it's really funny. It's all this, like, seething, you know, like,
ooh, that bitch.
I hear Tash go like this, and I'm like, ooh, someone just got fucking ruined. Because she'll be like, ooh, that was like 97, you know, like some brutal fucking massive score. And I'm like,
God.
At.
There'll be like
the
a word
symbol
for
as well.
Shit soon.
At I've got a C there. I can make cat again later. Yeah.
But it's the same with my mum. She plays it as well. And it's cool. Like I like that they play
cool
that.
Game. Yeah,
she's pretty obsessed though. Like she will just be like.
But she was a bookworm person, wasn't she? Your mum.
Mum, yeah, bookworm. Yeah, she played a bit of bookworm. Mm. Yeah.
Wordsman.
Yeah.
Wordswoman.
But see, I don't even feel like they're the same thing.
No.
They don't even exist in the same world.
Yeah.
And we can say, oh, it's wonderful, everyone's playing games, but they don't give any more of a fuck about what we do.
Exactly,
it's not like,
yeah,
they really aren't.
And that's where the like
Age of Conan.
Gaming now is...
Words with Conan.
Words with Conan. That would be a fun
Legend
game.
Of Zumba. Legend
yeah,
of Zumba.
I like Legend of Zumba. That was a good one.
Yeah. You can make that game.
Yeah, gaming as a hobby now is very advanced.
It's so it's like saying
it's broader.
I watch TV. I'm a TV watcher. It was like, yeah, everyone does. What do you watch? Yeah. Oh, no, I only watch cooking shows. It's like, oh, I like MasterChef. Yeah. And I like other things. That
I watch hardcore porn.
What sort do you like? Oh,
I
in the butt.
Oh, I see you.
I see. We both have the same hobby. No, I like cooking shows. Yeah, it has definitely become completely mainstream. And yeah, I feel like people getting shitty at each other's. It's dumb. Shut up. That's what I say. If you're one of those persons, shut up. Stop being a dickhead.
If you've ever made a YouTube video supporting your preferred console,
shut up.
Run in front of a cut tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Shut your account. No one cares.
No, no one does
about
care
what you
at
think.
All.
No, that's true. Shut your PSN account.
Moot point.
No, it's back up.
Is it?
They're giving us stuff.
Is it a backup?
Yeah.
So don't bother to turn the
sensation
on.
Yeah,
really.
You can play online.
I'll chuck it on tonight, get my free games. And
no, you can't get those free games. The store's not back.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Just the network so you can
play.
Oh.
So you can... You can
no, we can't do that again.
Can I still play my Blu-ray?
We can't do that again. That's... Yeah, nah.
Yeah. Is that it? So we're done?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Mini-cast
done.
Chop.
That was good.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yep.
Let us know. Ranttheory@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you've got any suggestions for minicasts, hit us up on Twitter.
You fucking Oprah.
Yeah. If you've got any suggestions for minicasts,
you'll get a minicast. Can we? Are we allowed? Is that our voice now? Because she's queer.
She's done.
Yeah, fuck it.
We can say
that over.
We can take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. That's mine.
I don't think anyone else is taking that.
You get an Oprah voice, and you get an Oprah.
Yeah. Excellent.